Welcome back to News Nation Prime. Major news in Texas tonight. The state now has the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. The law, signed by Governor Greg Abbott in May, is part of a broader push by Republicans across the country to impose new restrictions on abortion. At least 12 other states have enacted similar bans, but all have been blocked before going into effect. News Nation's Evan Lambert is live in Washington, D.C. tonight, where the Supreme Court remains silent so far on any sort of emergency appeal. Evan.
Marnie, tonight, reproductive justice advocates are still waiting for the Supreme Court to step in and possibly issue a stay on this new Texas abortion law, but it's too late to stop the law from going into effect. Senate Bill 8 became law at midnight Wednesday. It outlaws abortions after 6 weeks, before many women know they are pregnant. That would essentially stop 85% of abortions in the state of Texas, according to abortion providers there. Other laws that have restricted abortion were struck down by the Supreme Court because of their direct violation of Roe versus Wade. But this law is different in that the state does not enforce it. It allows strangers to sue anyone suspected of helping someone get an abortion and collect $10,000 if they win, plus attorney's fees. And those people who help women access abortion in Texas already say it will encourage clinics to shut down or not offer abortions after 6 weeks. We spoke to a reproductive justice activist and a Georgetown University law professor about the unique law.
You know, it's breathtaking in its scope, and it's unprecedented in its scope. You know, it's as if the state were to put a large bounty on the head of a doctor or a nurse or even a friend who drives you to an abortion clinic. And it's kind of a recipe for harassing and making life so difficult, not just for the women, but for their friends, for their doctors and nurses.
The next step is for all of us just to continue to support people who are sharing their stories and speaking out, right? But across this country, abortion advocates are ready to support people to get the abortions that they need. There are local abortion funds who are organizing on the ground in Texas and all throughout the South, all throughout this country, to make sure people can get the rights to their abortions.
Of course, abortion opponents see this as a win in their battle to strike down the legal right to an abortion. The Supreme Court is expected to hear a Mississippi case challenging Roe versus Wade in October.